on one of the snowier mornings we've ever called Jason Cantz for the best 5 minutes of the day. We do so at his home in Eau Claire, where he's probably already been outside, dug out. Probably not.
No, I have not.
Yeah.
However, as I was sitting here getting ready for you, I heard a loud crack in our backyard. Mm. One of my dogs started yipping, so I'm going to have to go find out what that's all about.
Yeah, so the heavy, wet snow on these tree branches, yeah, breaking them, hence power out for more than 3,000 folks in the Eau Claire area right now. So,
yeah, not surprising, I guess, that they canceled schools for today then.
So this is just a developing thing, right? We stay up on the weather here all the time. And so all of a sudden, this just kind of happened in terms of this winter storm warning. I had watched 2 episodes of Kim's Convenience with my wife last night into season 4. And all of a sudden, learning the schools were closed. And then when I read 1 to 2 inches an hour starting about 10, I'm like, I got to get to the station because they were like, travel's going to be awful after midnight. So,
yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, Tessa had come downstairs last night and said, well, no school tomorrow. And we were like, what are you talking about?
Because
at that point, it hadn't even started snowing. And then I guess she was right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, she often is.
Yeah, she is. Often thinks she is, too. So.
Right. Yes. Well, just about everything in the world is canceled, at least from a Chippewa Valley perspective today. I mean, I found a... ran through the long list of closings and delays. I think I came across 2 schools, but they're really kind of outside of the Chippewa Valley that are a 2-hour delay. So,
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Kids don't get out. I mean, let's face it. From the time we were coming, some of the best news you could hear was schools canceled, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I think of that, like trying to predict weather when we were young. It was like, well, maybe it's going to snow. And it seems like now they can say, well, there's a storm developing over Wyoming. So
We're
probably going to have 6 inches of snow. And how they've been able to predict it so much more accurately in this generation versus ours is amazing to me.
Technology's, everyone, you had the big fusion development this week, too, in terms of energy. So, I mean, everywhere you turn, right? I mean, medically, a decade ago, talking about what they could learn about concussions and everything like that. So, yeah.
Right. Yep. Always moving. Always moving.
Yeah, that's for sure. Progress waiteth for no man. All right. Well, we're up to John chapter 1, verses 10 and 11 this morning.
Yeah. So it says, he came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him.
Huh. All right, and from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, 10 days before Christmas, John 1, 10 and 11 reads like this. My son lived in the world that he lovingly created, but the world did not know him. The people were enveloped in the art, yet they failed to recognize the artist. That's a good line. When he arrived, he went to his chosen nation, Israel, who knew the scriptures, even though they did not know him. They had no idea who it was they were missing. Final thoughts.
Yeah, for me, that line also stood out about they were enveloped in the art, yet they failed to recognize the art.
Yeah.
You know, I sometimes wonder how much the spirit is at work and, you know, we're missing it or I'm missing it and really wanting to be able to pay attention to what God's up to in the world.
Mm. Yeah, I hear you. And we stumble and fall time and again, and he's there to... you know, to catch us, to pick us up, dust us off, and move us on, right?
For sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, happy shoveling and snow plowing, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
There we go. And a good day. Well, I mean, this is going to be great for making snow forts and snowmen and snowballs and the whole deal. Keith reminding us from Owen 1 year ago today, a tornado went through Stanley at his house and Thorpe. And we were without electricity for 36 hours. Yeah, that was nasty for sure. All right, boy, I don't like the fact that this in the last few minutes we've seen the lights dim 3 times. Can we just pray together? Lord, protect us. We don't want to lose power. I know, and we pray for those who have already, thousands, more than 3,000 in Eau Claire, but we're asking that we can stay on and stay a voice of inspiration, encouragement, love, and hope for people. So, wow, the light's dipping here. Help. I don't know. All right. What do you do? Heavy, wet snow on the tree branches, hitting the power lines, whatever. All right, birthdays. We start off on Facebook. Susan Carlson. She and her husband, Eldon Carlson, ran into them, I want to say, at the fair somewhere. What a couple. What a family. What a sister in Christ. Happy birthday, Sue Carlson. Jonathan Anderson. Scott Dillian. Diane Isom. Nate Killeen. Part of the Killeen basketball family. Great shooter. Remember calling some of his games at Chi High. Hannah Gunnison Schmidt. Nate LeMay with a birthday. Also, Trudy Storino, Stephen Norlander, and Frank Steinmetz all with a birthday today. All right, now we get to the celebs. All right, the well-known Don Johnson from... All right, we're just going to rest the banjo here. Don Johnson from Miami Vice. How old would you guess? 73. I don't know. 73. He's getting along in years there. Helen Slater, 59. Molly Price from Third Watch, 57. But now we leave and we go to a different theme away from Don Johnson and his 73rd birthday, too. Yes, also from Star Trek Voyager. Today, it is Garrett Wang's birthday. He's 54. I do not know Garrett. I don't know that show, but there you go. Lee Young-jae, star of Squid Game, is 50. Never watched it, heard about it. Adam Brody from The O.C., 43. Michelle Dockery from... we got another show here. Sorry, Star Trek Voyager, you're going to have to rest. Because, today, Michelle Dockery from Anatomy of a Scandal and also from Downton Abbey. She's got a birthday today. Michelle is 41. To be 41 again. Charlie Cox from Daredevil and Boardwalk Empire, 40. And our final show this morning, sorry, Downton Abbey, but from Grey's Anatomy... Camilla Luddington is turning just 39 today. So 41 would be good, 39 would be better. 39 is kind of the age you just kind of get stuck on, right? So. All right, also, do we have a promise? We could really use a promise today. From our buddy Barry Adams at 365promises.com, he's hitting us with Psalm 62:2. I am your rock and your salvation, a fortress that cannot be shaken. So good it's worth repeating. I'm a rock and your salvation, a fortress that cannot be shaken. Check out the Devo that goes with it. Promise 349 in the year at 365promises.com.
Reach out to the community. Of course, our theme has always been we need a place to worship, but it's always about reaching out beyond the walls and telling others about Christ.
And from birth to 99, I mean, the young and the old, right, Pastor? I mean, you guys, and that outdoor service as well for those kind of born out of the pandemic and so those who want to play it safe. My wife got to take part in that, some with you too. And so that'll continue on even from the East Ridge location to your new building.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have on average probably 25 to 45 people that are there, mm-hmm. Sometimes upwards of 70. Mm. So it's nice to be able to gather people together. Some people are going through treatments and they don't want to be exposed to other things. But
the double D's here, Pastor David, Pastor Dan. Dan, a final thought on this transition? You're excited, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is so exciting. And, we're going to be able to do so much more as we continue to settle into our new home.
Right.
Rent, you know, you would be paying that forever, but we'll have a mortgage that we'll eventually pay down, and we'll be able to do even more like we've been doing over the past couple of years. Spaghetti dinners for... you know, organizations like Sofas for Service.
Yep.
We have been doing benefit dinners for people and families in need. One of our members, she lost her house to a fire, and we were able to help support her and raise some money so that she could get into a new home. And the Thanksgiving dinner that we held this past year, we served 630 people.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we're among them. Guys, we've run out of time. I got to bump into the news here, and I got a drawing before that. Thank you so much to Pastor David Ergen and Pastor Dan Doran there from Saving Grace. We wish them the best. The Christmas Eve service at the new facility, but also look into that new building coming up after the start in January, that dedication. Right now, let's reach into our holiday box out of our generous December partners to WIB Incorporated with a gift of $103.70 or greater. And Catherine in Eau Claire has her name drawn. Thank you so much. We don't have your phone number, so give us a call. Catherine Colop in Eau Claire. You are the latest one to choose from our great bundle choices, which you can access by going to WIB.com and clicking on the banner. Give me an idea what the roads are like from Chippewa Falls to Halley here.
Well, I mean, again, you can tell that there's been work done, and thank you so much to the drivers who are out there. We heard yesterday, again, certainly a shortage of drivers in places, but the main roads, I would say, go well underneath the posted speed limit, and you should get where you're going all right. The main roads are done. My road doesn't get plowed, which, again, I understand. We're kind of a dead-end cul-de-sac in a shabby little neighborhood, so nobody really cares. But I do not have a truck. I'm not manly enough to have a truck, but I do have a mighty minivan. And so normally I back out of my driveway. This time I did a wide turn in my driveway. I got ahead of steam, and it's about a quarter mile or so before I can get to a plowed road, so not terrible. Uh-huh. But I just did not stop. And when you were talking about branches coming down with the heavy, wet snow, that included not stopping when there was a big branch right in the middle of the road, and I ran right over it, and I really hope I didn't scratch up my minivan too much. But it was either that or get stuck.
Yep.
So
You're
I didn't
here.
Bring the little Mazda today. I'm here, but you know what? I have nothing compared to you because I did not sleep here. I slept in my warm bed with my MyPillow sheets my MyPillow mattress topper and my MyPillow.
I got my sweatshirt, my sweatpants, and my MyPillow slippers
there
on
you
here
go.
This morning. Well, it is the most wonderful time of the year. But the Better Business Bureau has compiled their list of naughty list of the top 12 scams of Christmas. I'm sorry, but it's true. Things to avoid. They say when shopping or donating this holiday season, watch out for schemes trying to swipe your cash or steal your personal information.
For instance, puppy scams. Many families may be considering adding a furry friend to their household this year, but experts say a shocking 80% of sponsored pet advertisements may in fact be fake.
Number 11, the top holiday wish list items. Low-priced luxury goods, jewelry, designer clothing, and electronics are almost always cheap counterfeits and knockoffs. The same applies for popular toys. So this year, Squishmallows, Magic Mixies, Magical Misting Crystal Ball, Snap Circuits, Brayer Horses, Unicorn Magic Wood Stable, and National Geographic Break Open Geodes are some of the items in high demand. Be very cautious when purchasing these toys.
Again, the 12 scams of Christmas, things to watch out for from the Better Business Bureau. Pop-up holiday virtual events. Many local in-person events such as pop-up holiday markets or craft fairs have moved online. Scammers are creating fake event pages, social media posts, and emails charging admission for what used to be a free event. Now, I will give a quick caveat. The Chi High Pop-In event that is today and tomorrow from 8 to 8 at the high school, though that may be affected because of high school being closed today. Uh-huh. That is totally real. That is totally real. Support those kids. Support DECA.
Very good. Number 9, fake shipping notifications. More consumers are making purchases online, and there's also an increase in the number of notifications about shipping details from retailers and carriers. Scammers are using this new surge to send phishing emails with links enclosed. Don't bite on that.
Another big scam around this time of year, fake charities. The last few weeks of the year, a very busy time for charitable donations. Donors advised to look out for fraudulent charities and scammers. You can verify a charity at the Better Business Bureau's give.org or on the Canada Revenue Agency websites.
And number 7, look-alike websites. That kind of speaks for itself. So
Temporary holiday jobs. Again, it doesn't mean that seasonal employment is a scam. There's a lot of great seasonal employers, but be on the lookout because there are some, unfortunately, that are false.
All right. Free gift cards. In fact, scammers have been known to take advantage of this weakness by sending bulk phishing emails requesting personal information. Got to look out for those fake emails, right?
Again, the 12 scams of Christmas, just making you aware as a consumer from the Better Business Bureau. The BBB has been receiving reports on Scam Tracker about a con artist or artists claiming your Amazon, PayPal, Netflix, or bank account has been compromised. So again, watch out for that. Victims receive an email, call, or text message which explains there's been suspicious activity on one of their accounts. Again, looking like something legitimate, but you just have to be careful. Careful.
Who are the people behind this? I'll tell you.
I know. No Christmas spirit,
it's
Grinches.
It's nasty, Scrooge. Holiday apps. Be wary of these free apps as they can sometimes contain more advertising than apps that require a nominal fee. And they can also sometimes contain malware. Everybody's going to be paranoid after this.
Also, social media gift exchange is another thing to watch out for. Each holiday season, the scheme pops back up. In all of the different versions of these, participants unwittingly share their personal information along with those of their family members and friends. Not a good idea.
And finally, misleading social media ads. All right, as you scroll through your social media feed, You'll see products advertised, as always, research before you buy. Buyer beware, for sure.
I'm just glad we had that cheerful music behind this, because otherwise this would really be a downer. Why do people have to do this, yeah, especially around Christmas? Just be alert, consumers.
The Better Business Bureau, they're busy.
For sure.
All right, Caleb, what did you find here this morning?
This is from a very nice lady named Laura Hudgens. 20 things I would love for Christmas, she says, and I think it's very broadly applicable to mamas everywhere. 20 things mom would love for Christmas.
All right. Some of these aren't real expensive. For instance, number one, I want a vehicle free of dead French fries and straw wrappers.
20 things mama wants for Christmas. I want everyone to lick or wipe the peanut butter off the spoon before dropping it in the sink. Better yet, lick it off and drop it in the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah. Another one. I want never to open the cabinet and find a box with approximately 2 tablespoons of cereal left in it.
20 things mama would love to have for Christmas. I want never to hear the word shotgun again.
Something else mama wants for Christmas. I want all the socks in the whole world, or at least in my house, to find and keep their forever mates.
Amen, sister. Mom, I want kitchen countertops free from crumbs.
Something else mom wants for Christmas. She wants to always be able to find a pen and her scissors and the duct tape. Seriously, who keeps running off with a duct tape?
She says, I want to stop pretending that the little flecks of green in the pasta are seasonings. It's spinach, y'all, okay? It has always been spinach.
Something mom wants for Christmas. She wants to sit down with her coffee or her computer or her book for more than 5 minutes at a time before someone says, hey, mama, will you?
Right. Down to the top 10 here, things that mama really would love for Christmas. She says, I want someone else to feed the dog. Come on. That was the deal.
It'll be my dog. Something else mom wants for Christmas. She wants to stop repeating herself.
Something else mom wants for Christmas. She wants to stop repeating herself.
Mom wants a TV show that comes on during... Also, she wants to learn how to use the television remote control, and she wants the kids to forget how to use the television remote control.
Right. Not asking for too much. Again, from Laura Hudgens, 20 things mama really wants for Christmas. She says, I want just now and then, to arrive at church with a relaxed, well-dressed family at least 15 minutes early.
Okay,
just now and then.
I could buy it until that last part.
15 minutes early.
Right. Mom wants to pray more as a family. And she wants to sit down to dinner more often.
Three more, actually. 20 things that mama really wants for Christmas from Laura Hudgens. She says, I want to cook from scratch, and I want someone else to clean it up.
She says, I want more nights at home with my family and fewer nights all going in different directions.
And finally, number one thing on 20 things mama really would love for Christmas. She says, I want to slow down time.
There you go. 20 things mom wants for Christmas, WWIB.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea.
Beatles, Yellow Submarine, WWIB.
Oh, I know it well, and I love that you're playing this. So, we talk about how the other half lives sometimes. Actually, we were just talking about first world problems off the air. But there's the other half, and then there's the upper crust, right? There's the Thurston Howell the thirds. There's the people that just maybe are not cognizant of how the rest of us go about our daily lives. And so you see the yachts. You see the super yachts. But for the richest of the rich, evidently, that is no longer enough. There is a new product that they can buy to show just how much money they have to burn.
I'm going to let you share the story.
It is a submarine.
That's crazy.
You don't just float on the water. Now you can go below it. Yes, Triton Submarines, for a price, will sell you a sub up to your specifications, a luxury submarine anywhere from $2.5 million to $40 million. Vessels that range in overall capacity from a one-person sub to 66 people with a depth range of anywhere from 100 meters to as deep as you want to go.
Wow. That's crazy. How much does it cost?
Anywhere from $2.5 million to $40 million. So, pocket changes for the Musks and Bezoses and...
Yeah.
Not so much for the rest of us.
I guess. Talk about out of your
price
range.
I'm guessing you can get it in any color, including yellow.
It's pretty cool. And pretty expensive. Again, during this month of December, year-end giving is so big for so many nonprofits, including Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Just before 9, we'll have another drawing from our 12 days of bundles. It's day 11. And for those who have stepped up and partnered with us, we appreciate it. But along the way, and everybody who partners, Caleb, can certainly ask for a suggested donation of $65 or more. You get the Phil Wickham CD, Hymn of Heaven, includes The Reason I Sang and the Hymn of Heaven song and so many other great ones. But this book, I just saw it yesterday, and it's great. On Our Knees, 40 Days to Living Boldly in Prayer.
Yeah, and a beautiful hardback book, again, just very well bound and put together. And we were just kind of going through some of this, too, and looking at, again, all prayer covered in so many different ways. For instance, day 35 of this 40 days is pray for our enemies. And not only is there a prayer for the day, and again, each chapter, so to speak, has some prayer reflections, but also prayer practice. And I just want to read just a bit, again, some practical things in this book by Phil Wickham. It says, today in a journal or on a piece of paper, not to be shared with anyone, make a list of the people who have hurt you. Yes, make a list of people whom you consider enemies, no matter how hard it may seem. Commit to praying for each of them today. Embrace the freedom God offers in forgiving those who have hurt you. Be aware of how God changes your outlook on life as you release these people to Him in prayer.
Boy, for that alone, it's worth it.
I mean, you don't have to hold it. And isn't that sweet hour of prayer? And so many hymns too. But some of these practical things, sometimes just to have someone saying, do this, practice it. Prayer is something that should be daily, and a resource like this, I think, is invaluable.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times in this crazy world, we can feel like the mystery of prayer and how it all works. And Phil Wickham, he's been a worship leader since he was 12 years old. Both his mom and his dad were. He is just a rising leader in the contemporary Christian music field. And so this book is a gift, and it's a gift from us to you during December. For a suggested donation of $65 or more, you get it. Not only the book, and it's terrific. This is no little thin paperback, right? This is
well really over 200 pages.
Yeah, it's going to cost us a little bit to mail this puppy to you. So this plus the CD for a suggested gift of $65 or more. Again, it works you through so many scriptures, starting off with prayer as intimacy with God, Genesis 1-3, and it goes through the Old Testament, New Testament. It's really outstanding. You get done with this 40 days. And you will have a deeper prayer life with God. I'm just going to go ahead and guarantee that. So there you go. So ask for that this month. Check out the great gift offers at wwib.com.